Haskell, Brother and Sister. Sanitarium, Glendale, California, May 20th, 1907. Elder and Mrs. Haskell. Dear Brother and Sister Haskell, we left home on our visit to Southern California, April 18th. On our way to San Diego, we stopped off at Fernando, and we spent a few days at Loma Linda. At the Paradise Valley Sanitarium, we found a very small patronage. Twice I spoke to the helpers and guests. On Sabbath and Sunday, May 4th and 5th, I spoke to the church in San Diego. I bore a very plain testimony. Sunday afternoon, I followed an earnest appeal with a prayer. This was followed by a social meeting, at which some confessions were made. Thursday, May 9th, we left San Diego to visit San Pascual and Escondido. At San Pascual, we were made comfortable at the home of Dr. Sophie Judson. Sabbath morning, I spoke in the little church nearby. Many of our brethren from Escondido were present, and all listened with pronounced attention. We hope some good was accomplished by our visit at this place. The next day, Dr. Judson drove us over to Escondido, a distance of 10 miles, and we stopped at the home of Brother Olmsted. I was surprised to learn that a number of our brethren and sisters from Battle Creek were living in this locality. I was pleased to meet Brother Oswald Stowell, who has a little home in Escondido. I met other old friends, whom I was glad to see. Brother Olmsted is an old resident of Michigan, and we talked over some experiences that we passed through when my husband was in active service. He remembered many incidents that I have forgotten. He seems to be sound in the faith. In the afternoon, at 3 o'clock, I spoke in our church. The building was crowded, and I was told that about half of the congregation were from the outside. Among them were 3 ministers. I spoke from the first chapter of 2 Peter, dwelling quite prominently upon the subject of temperance. The following morning, Brother Olmsted drove us a short distance to the station, and we returned to Loma Linda, changing cars at Oceanside, Orange, and Colton. I remained at Loma Linda nearly a week, during which time I spoke to the students twice. Sabbath forenoon, I spoke to a large number who had assembled from the surrounding churches. The meeting was held on the lawn. Among those present were some who have recently begun the observance of the Sabbath in Redlands, where Elder Hare and Elder Whitehead have been conducting a series of meetings. Seats were arranged under the pepper trees at the back of the sanitarium. It was an interesting occasion. The Lord blessed me in speaking from the 58th chapter of Isaiah. Before I closed, I made a strong appeal to those who had means to help in the Lord's work, and I presented the needs of the Loma Linda Sanitarium. I urged them not to spend all their efforts merely in commercial lines, but to lay up treasure beside the throne of God. In the evening, Brother Nichols came to my room, his face aglow with happiness, and said, "I want to tell you what your words today have accomplished." A sister came to Brother Burden and gave him $10, and a gentleman has offered to lend him $1,000 for a year without interest. I thank the Lord for this response. From Brother Burden, I learned that the one who had offered to lend him $1,000 is a patient who had been in the sanitarium for some time. He had a serious stomach difficulty, and for some time his life was hanging in the balance. The crisis safely passed, he has begun to study the truth and is deeply interested. After the morning service, a lunch was provided by the sanitarium on the lawn for the visitors. Brother Burden felt that the sanitarium would not be a loser by doing this, and I agreed with him, for I remember the experiences we have had in the past in making similar provision. Such actions are sometimes the means of sowing seed in the hearts of those who are inquiring after truth. In the afternoon, Elder Luther Warren gave an excellent discourse. Brother Warren is an able worker, and we hope he may labor for a time in this needy field. Now is a favorable time to work Redlands. The Women's Christian Temperance Union recently held an important convention in Redlands, and Dr. Starr attended their meetings. She was introduced to the convention, and by invitation spoke to them on the subject of healthful dress. She was well received, and has received many invitations to give lectures at various places. We trust that the Lord will open the way before her, that she may be a help in removing the prejudice of some, that they may be willing to listen to the truth. Yesterday morning, Sunday, we took the train and came without change to Los Angeles. On our arrival, we went to the treatment rooms, and after resting for a time, were driven in a hack to the Carr Street Church. The meeting had been well advertised, and the church was crowded to its utmost capacity. The seats were all occupied, many were standing, and some even could not find entrance. I spoke from the 19th chapter of Exodus and the 4th of Deuteronomy, relating how the Lord came down on Mount Sinai before the mighty host of Israel, gave them his law, making to them wonderful promises if they would observe his commandments. Never before have I felt so intensely the importance of this subject. I know that the Lord blessed me and that his angels were present. By the time I had spoken about an hour, I became very hoarse and was obliged to cease. After the service, I went to the treatment rooms, where I took thorough treatment for my throat and lungs. Then we came out to the Glendale Sanitarium. During the past night, I slept some, but this morning I have but little strength. I have been sneezing and coughing and am quite hoarse. I have an appointment for next Sabbath at the Merced camp meeting and was planning to stop off on my way home. This I will do if I am able. The Lord will heal me if it is my duty to attend this large meeting. I must now close. With love.